Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
The games are only half of it. Sure and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, the McCourty twins are joined by Rich. I can see on the TV over there.
We're in the Apex Entertainment guest chair with Devin and Jason McCourty,
who will both be playing other places for much more money next season. The Bernardi Automotive Group. They will not be shortchanged again by the Patriots organization. I'll tell you that. There's no more hometown discount, my friend.
That's probably not a popular thing to say on this
one. Who cares? It's been a long week. All right, so I have to read a tweet that I received. It won't be fair. It says, Fred, I think you're hilarious. Thanks. No, it says, Fred, I think it's hilarious. You made fun of the McCourty's podcast, and you're now having them on. You're a no-talent hack and shouldn't be on radio or a podcast. Go be miserable somewhere else. So my point was that I didn't know you guys had a podcast, and I said, out of the millions of podcasts out there, what are the McCourty twins bringing to the table? And that's what I said. So that's all I have to say.
And then I gave an example. I played something from it, and it was good. It was, you guys were talking about, I forget what it was, but it was something.
Yeah, it was good. He forgot what it was.
Well, that tweet was from my burner account.
It was your burner account.
Be careful what you say about us, man.
All right. So do you guys have a special language that the two of you can communicate with?
Like, other than English?
Like, I guess like, when
like
it comes to
Esperanto, like, or something, like, that the two of you could have a conversation that no one else would understand.
I think so. I think right now he gave a look at me, and it was like, this is like a pretty stupid question.
So that's the secret language, if just by the looks.
If someone, if like one of you gets like hit with like a needle, does the other one feel pain?
No.
All right.
Football would be tough if we had to do that.
I got to say, you don't sound like twins to me.
So this is going to be an interesting time for you, Devin. I mean, this is, you know, you are going to be testing the market, seeing what's out there. I heard you talking about playing with Joe Judge, and I know that you have an option this year, right, Jason, as well? So, I mean, you're known as one of the leaders on this team.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about playing with Joe Judge. New York.
Has that been twisted, like your comments about Joe?
Yeah, I've never spoken about like playing for the Giants. But, you know, if you talk to like New York, New Jersey base where I'm from, you know, the first thing, like I know one of the reporters, I guess he did a podcast, and then people took it and was like, the Giants are trying to sign Jamie Collins, Kyle Van Noy, and Devin McCourty. And so then I started getting so many tweets and stuff like, oh, man, you're coming to the Giants. I'm like, what? Race didn't even start yet. So for me, it's just kind of seeing how it goes, man. You kind of learn in this league, like in January, February, you can't decide where you're going to go. Like, there's no control for you as a player. So just being patient, enjoying the time with my family. This is rare to be, you know, free at this time of the day and not playing in the Super Bowl. So just been enjoying just the little fun things that we could do.
Is it exciting? Is it exciting being a free agent? Are you looking forward to in March, you know, getting like wooed by other teams? Both of you.
I think in a way, I mean, for us as athletes, would you rather have like job security and know like your contract is situated? Yeah. I mean, you don't have to play a season and worry about getting injured or anything. You would just know you're good. So I think like ultimately, like, that's what you really want. But I think once you finish that season and your contract year, then it's like, all right, cool, like we made it through, had a good year, now let's see what happens.
And I think in every player's career, if it was our choice, you'd start on one team and you'd play for the next 12 years on that one team.
It's just
not how it goes down. So you just have to know how the business is. And us being in for over a decade, you understand it and you get it.
Well, have the Patriots given either of you any kind of indication as to what they would like to do, like whether they would extend something to you, or have they given you any kind of sign as to whether or not your future is here with New England?
None of that stuff starts until March.
Once the season ends, like the team goes full on Senior Bowl, Combine, probably team, like the team evaluation. So like for us as players, like you don't hear from anybody from the team until later in the off season when it matters. You know, because like even if they called me and was like, "Hey, we want you back," then it's like, okay,
yeah.
Like, is there a contract? You know what I mean?
Sure.
So but it doesn't really matter.
But the thing is about you and both of you that makes
Rich,
a difference.
Don't lose this. So you're going to explore free agency regardless.
Yeah, I mean that's where we're at.
No. But if the Patriots came to you and they said, like, here's a deal, you do want to you want to see what's out there.
I this is Jason, but I never understood why guys talk about, like, when you say, well, what if they, well, what if this?
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, like, when you're in January, February, like, if you're not talking to a team, like, right now, I'm just enjoying off season. If they come talk to me, we'll discuss that then. If they don't, then we'll discuss that. But it's just, you can't talk for things that haven't happened.
Here's why you guys are more valuable than just your numbers. And we talked about this earlier. I'm not just kissing your ass. We've said this before. I mean, it's the leadership aspect. It's like, you know, if you are an employer or a coach, you know, you're the type of guy you want up there. Good in the community. You say all the right things. And an example of that is earlier this season, when things were going, you know, extremely well, as they were for most of the season with the defense, Kyle Van Noy ended up giving the team a nickname, the Boogeyman. You were one of the only people to come out and say, hang on with these nicknames. What did you think when you first heard Kyle Van Noy talk about the Boogeyman?
Van Noy keeps getting the credit. It was Elandon Roberts, though, that came up with it.
Oh, good. So I hate him.
I've just never been into that. So, like, for me saying it, like, I'm always that guy in the locker room. Like, if they ever messed up in practice and stuff, I was like, oh, man, the Boogeyman. He looked good out there. Like, I'm always busting guys' chops. So,
sure.
Like, it wasn't like a let me go in front of the media and, like, slow this down. Like, for me, I think when you play football, you got to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was like, corny, right?
Halloween killed us. After Halloween, the Boogeyman had to go away.
But it was corny, right?
Yeah, it was super corny.
I think all names are corny. Unless somebody is like, man, like, this quarterback or this team defense or this offense, man, they do this. Let's nickname them that. And then the nickname takes off because you jumped on air and said it.
Yep.
You can't name yourself.
You can't. Like Tom Brady, the GOAT.
If Tom ran around and was like, bro, I'm Tom Brady, the GOAT, everybody'd be like, who is this client?
But
like,
right.
You've never heard, you know what I mean?
And once again, that's the type of thing we're talking about, is that you were the sense in the locker room that were just like, all right, maybe we don't need to be giving ourselves nicknames. Yeah. Let's concentrate on the
but
game.
I don't think that affected us as a defense.
No, I understand. You know, I understand.
I
mean?
Because I think sometimes people run with that.
No, right. No. It's more that
yeah, like everybody was like, oh, man, we knew once they nicknamed ourselves the Boogeyman,
no.
We weren't going to win.
No, it was just that it was corny and stupid.
You just didn't like it. I mean, but you didn't like the Boogeyman, you didn't like our podcast.
I don't know anything about your podcast. I didn't diss your
Fred's
podcast.
Rich,
shut up. Just because you're sitting there. I didn't diss your podcast. I just wondered why it existed. I didn't say it was bad. It might be the greatest podcast of all time, for all I know.
We have limited time with these guys. Come on.
Why'd you guys go to Rutgers? You could have gone anywhere. Why did you guys go to Rutgers?
What happened, man? We got Zoe in the background. He has no shades on today, so he must be doing
TV.
We're gonna get him some of this Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. That's why we're out here. Mountain Dew Zero Sugar launched a commercial yesterday, new Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah.
It replicates The Shining,
okay,
the old movie. That's why we got twins involved.
Commercial looks great.
Yeah.
I've seen the one with Bryan Cranston.
Yeah,
it looks good.
So, we've been happy to be a part of it. So rolling here today on tricycles. We've been crushing it.
Killing it.
Zoe, this is our time.
I always love Zoe, man.
Get out of here, Zoe. All right, two quick questions before you go, because I want to let you go. Number one, I've always wanted to know this. Did Bill ever tell you why Malcolm Butler didn't play in the Super Bowl?
Never. Mal's still my guy, though.
I love Malcolm Butler.
Yeah, that's still my guy.
So you're playing that game. When did you find out that he wasn't going to be part of the plan? As, like, captain of the defense, when did you find out?
Well, I hated when all of this came out because everybody was like, you know, they found out a day before or in the locker room. Like, nah, like, everyone knew that going into the game. Like, it wasn't.
That was the plan?
That was the way we practiced.
Without, like, Malcolm.
I think, like, for anybody that's been in New England area, do they really think we took the field and didn't prepare and like that was already the plan?
No one said otherwise. It's you understand people think that because it was silence on it.
And isn't that how everything in New England is?
It really is. Until now, I did not. Okay, so when did you know? Like, was it the week
whole,
leading up
the
to the
whole
Super Bowl
prep?
Why did Malcolm Butler cry if he knew he wasn't going to play?
Super the Bowl. Moment you're in the Super Bowl, and I think when I got there, I heard they didn't play him because he was up all night trying out the new Mountain Dew Zero.
You get your point. All right, finally. I need to know whether or not you guys are Ninja Turtle posers, because you wear the shirts all the time. You've got, like, I always see that. Who has the bow staff?
Him.
It's Donatello. I like the shirts.
I do have a cool Ninja Turtle, but I don't still watch it. Like
that. Still.
I just love cool t-shirts.
That was dumber than anything I asked.
I had to admit it.
Was dumber than anything I asked.
He's been showing us too much love in person. Yeah. I can't say that.
That's right.
All right.
Listen, everyone loves the McCourty twin, and everyone drink Mountain. And
zero sugar.
You go out there about sugar in the diet. You get that. For Joel, listen to it in my car. All right, so
good to see you, man.
All right, very good. Out of the park, ladies. I knocked that interview. All right, where's the flight?
I have all my crap
planning on your part.
9 o'clock. So,
now, that's nothing to me.
Out there, yeah, you did.
Daddy proud.
Never Monday. I'm sorry. I did not. I did not.
Yes, you said the F word. Oh, so, yeah.
I did not. I got
close. You did. You did. You did. The first time ever. Oh no, second time ever. Second time ever that you did. You did. Oh yes. If you were listening online, what a treat. The second time I've been working with Rich.
I've got to back Fred up on that one.
25 years.
There's
basically
no escaping that one.
And that is the second time he's sworn.
It shows how little I've been sleeping.
All right. You can sleep on airplanes.
Yes, I can.
All right,
immediately.
Rich. All right,
guys.
All right. Have a good one. Everyone's going to be around there. Enjoy the rest of the day. And hey, how about Super Bowl? You have yourself some wings and whatnot. Everyone have a great day. Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.